following show is filled with dangerous activities that should not be attempted by anyone watching at home. And we're telling you now before that nasty trip to the emergency room.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch.
Tiffany, I'm sorry, but this is not a singing show. You know that. It's not like American Idol.
But I thought I was going to be a star.
I don't know if you're going to be a star, but you're not going to be it here. So you're going to have to take your sweet...
Well, you, Baldy.
Whoa.
I mean, who do you think you are?
Hit the taser. Beat it, sweetheart. Thank you. Welcome to The Gong Show. I'm your host, David Tell. Did I say host? Come on. We're more than that. We're friends. We're family, in fact. Yes. Yeah, come on. Yeah. Think of me as that drunk uncle who hugs you too hard, all right? You know? I know it's wrong, but it feels so good. Anyway, we got quite a show for you tonight, and just in case you don't know it, there's money on the line. That's right. One of our performers will get $600 in cold, hard cash and the right to call themselves a Gong Show champion. Ladies, bring out the belt. Let the people see it. A treasure. But first, they have to get through these guys, our celebrity judges. Hey, guys! He's got a new series on HBO called Down and Dirty. And you also know him from Lucky Louie. It's Jim Norton. Yeah. Am I the worst host or what?
No, you're terrific. It's very natural.
You know, it's only $600 because I blew all the real money on this pimp jacket. So, you know. From the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, Grammy-nominated comedian and also an old road dog like myself, Ron White. Give him a hand. And finally, from the sitcoms Everybody Hates Chris and Until Death, it's J.B. Smoove, everyone! Guys, we're going to be judging all of our acts on a score of 1 to 500. So, you guys ready?
I'm absolutely ready.
You sure, Ron? You look good.
Thank you very much. I'm ready.
Well, how can I describe our first act without getting kicked off the air? She's that wild. Please welcome Katie Balloons. Here she goes. Let's start with Jim. Jim, now, I know this looks like something coming out of your hotel room. What did you think of Katie?
I never thought I could get turned on watching someone climb into a colostomy bag. So I gave you a 350.
350, Katie! Well, Ron, of course, might have a little.
I actually think Jim has more experience putting women into plastic bags than I do.
Good one.
But I tell you what, I was thoroughly entertained from the minute you walked out of here until right this second. I'm still thoroughly entertained.
Wow.
Yeah, I was impressed. 401 points.
Somebody's shaking their head. JB, what did you think of Katie Balloons?
I'm gonna tell you something, man. You wasn't great, you was all right. What? You know what I'm saying? Now, if you had, I'm gonna give you a few tips.
Okay.
Now, if you can contort your body and put your whole body through your own and put your head through your nipple, then I would have gave you a big score. But right now, I'm gonna give you this right here. Bam!
Oh, 232.
Hey! Whatever, man.
Let's get the tally here. Katie Balloons, your total score would be 983. Thank you, Katie. Give her a hand, everyone, and a jacket. All right, this next act is the reason they invented the Gong Show. Please welcome the wonderfully wacky Adrian Kiwi. Kiwi.
What's the difference between a honeybee and an Africanized honeybee? The size of their ooh, ooh. Hey, what did a bee say to his girlfriend right before she left? Get the out of here.
Mother of Adrian. Well, Adrian, I can't believe you got gogged. I mean, with this innovative bee thing. I cannot believe Jim Gandhi.
I apologize. It was just bothering me. You were doing some of my material, and you remind me of at least three girls I've.
Oh, wow. Adrian, thanks for being on here.
Thank you.
You're gone, but not forgotten. Adrian. Okay, I need a break. After this, we'll all get randomly drunk, and we'll come right back. See you in a bit. Welcome back to the Gong Show, where America finds out how untalented I am. Self-deprecating. All right. This next act is so weird, yet so great. Prepare to open your minds and lock your car doors. It's Danny and the F***itos. What's up? Well, it looks like someone drove drunk into a birthday party. It's JB, what did you think?
I'm gonna tell you something, man. You lost some points. I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay.
Because nobody died, okay?
Oh, 127. He's a hard man to please, man. It's a hard man to please. Ron, what did you think of Danny and his crew?
I would have gonged it, but I was totally mesmerized by the entire experience. I'm gonna have to give you guys a one.
Oh, a one.
Thank you. Charitable. He would have gonged us, but he enjoyed it.
Yeah, he did. Jim, now, first of all, I know it's hard for you since this must be a flashback to your own mother yelling at you. This
is kind of weird.
Jim, what did you think of Danny and the
I don't agree with my fellow judges. I thought lyrically it was nice.
Mm.
And I just kept thinking if Taking a had theme music.
Oh.
So I gave you a 465.
Yes, there you go. That's what it is. You guys, I think you're amazing, and thanks for coming on the show because you brought it to another level. Let's see what your final score is for Danny and the F***itos. 593. All right. Act is a daredevil, a renegade, He eats Thrills for breakfast and Danger for lunch, and he washes it all down with hot, salty loads of excitement. It's the one and only Danny the Daredevil. Here he comes. Hey, what's up, brother?
What's up, man? How are you?
Danny, what death-defying feat will you be doing for us tonight?
Well, Dave, in 1967, the great Evel Knievel defied and recreated history by jumping what everyone thought would be impossible.
What was
the
that?
The fountain at Caesar's Palace. So today, I'm going to recreate history on a 1/8 scale.
Okay.
I'm going to jump this enormous Caesar salad.
Oh, my God. Do it, brother. Do it.
Yes.
Are you guys cool? He's getting ready. Are you ready? Here he goes. Here he goes, easy.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, great. Okay.
Watch that killer salad now.
Keep it helmet.
Let's take a look back, slow-mo. Oh, my God, my whole body is hard watching that. All right, let's see, who wants to start here?
Thank God you're okay. I can't believe that you got a little baby to talk like an adult. But I enjoyed your stunt very much, and I gave you a 376.
376, Danny, Danny. I see Ron scribbling.
I've never been so thoroughly entertained in my entire 51 years of life.
Wow.
I'm going to give you a 411, my friend.
JB, now, you've been a little rough on most of the acts tonight, so let's see what you think of Danny the Daredevil.
It's a cocky ass, man. You jump salads, you jumping on doing backflips off of speakers and stuff. I'll give you a 411.
Nice. A 411.
Wow. You're a bad boy, man.
Danny, that gives you a total score of 1,198. Danny, the Daredevil. We gotta take a break when we come back. More Gong Show. Oh, sorry. Welcome back to the Gong Show. Oh boy, we got some good stuff coming up. I know I shouldn't have favorites on the show, but this next act has it all. Beauty, talent, and a wicked sense of humor. Please welcome Lady Diabla.
All right, I am one of 8 female sword swallowers in the entire world. So I'm just gonna get to it.
What did you think of the mother of your baby?
I think if you'd have swallowed to begin with, you could have avoided this situation.
Oh. Hurtful, hurtful, hurtful.
That hurt the baby.
So I gave you a 250.
250!
I was a little bit offended that she was doing Norton's act, but without the dildo. I was very impressed, and I'm glad you came out. I love your hair. I wish I could just hop over this fence and give you a big old whatever. I gave you 421
points.
I want to see that baby go home with money.
JB, what do you think?
I respect the woman who's swallowing for two, okay? That baby be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Boom!
431. I have to say one thing. You are like the Ashley Simpson of sword swallowing. You have a career and a family, and I think that's amazing. Let's see what the tally is. 1,102. Thank you, Lady Diabla. Give her a hand. Thank you, sweetheart. With over 2 million hits, our next act is an internet phenomenon. Please welcome Ashton Friedenberger. How long have you been doing this?
I started 4 years ago.
And how old are you?
I'm 19 now.
Don't you think you should be smoking pot or something like that? I mean, this is like really kind of... I mean, it's impressive. It's impressive, Ashton. But what'd you guys think, Ron?
I was more than prepared to give him a high score, but Jim took that power right out of my
hands. He really did. JB, anything?
A few little tweaks with the act, man. Maybe paddle your own balls around a little bit.
Oh. He's got a point. That would be fun to watch.
Well, control your own balls, you know?
All right, who gonged Ashton here?
If I had to, because you just a few mishaps, it had to happen. I mean,
Mr. Perfectionist.
I lay down. Sorry.
I didn't want to. After the first one, I was like, I'm not going to be a douche and gong him. But then there was a couple other ones, and I felt obligated to be true to the audience and what we're trying to do here. Yeah.
One more time for Ashton, everyone. Okay. We're going to go to a commercial. We'll be right back when we figure out what that just was. Welcome back to the Gong Show. Are you guys ready to rock?
Yeah!
Well, here they come from New York City, the one and only War Pony.
You give me a number, I call you up. You act like a pussy, don't interrupt. I don't have no trouble with you me, but I got a little problem, not me. Now that you have my time, my boys can get another cheer, but you won't get more. Wanna be good and not be bummy, you better give me that money.
Hey, today, baby, I got your money, don't you worry. Say hey, baby, I got
your... They've got a record, you can buy it.
Who gonged War Ponies?
It was me, Dave!
Okay, sorry. Was I yelling? Why did you gong them?
You know, before I saw War Pony, I didn't like hip-hop, and now I don't like white people.
Whoa!
Jeez. I couldn't have enjoyed that less if you were playing my with a hatchet.
Oh!
That was the next act!
What an image. I thought you guys were great. I know
thanks,
that, there was some weird thing here. War Pony, give him a hand. Fresh from his off-Broadway show, The Life and Times of Clarence Birdseye, performing his vegetal... What is he doing? Whatever it is, I'm sure it's going to be wild. Please welcome from Toms River, New Jersey, Dave Juskow.
Peas and carrots, carrots and peas, they are the things that make you peas.
Everybody we're out of time.
It. Sorry, brother.
Sorry. We're out of time. I'm sorry. We got to get the winner. We got to pick a winner, people. We've seen a lot of acts, but only one will be crowned champion. Now, it's been quite a challenging night. I mean, there's been a lot of give and take. The judges have made their decision, and now it's time to pick our Gong Show champion. The envelope, please. The lovely Heidi and Amy. In this envelope, I have both the Gong Show champion and the father of the baby of the sword swallower. No. In this envelope, I have the Gong Show champion of the night. Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
We got a good crowd here. Here we go. Our Gong Show champion will be Danny the Daredevil. Bring him out! Uh-oh. The bell. On other cheesy talent shows, they give you a big fake check. Right here, it's cash. Here we go. 100, 200, 3, 4, 5. $600. Cue the confetti! Thank you. Oh! Thank you Austin, the Gong Show. A big hand to all our celebrity judges. Jim Norton.